It is already done. Now you want to put that down. It is already done. Hallelujah. Open your Bible. Open your Bibles with us to Ephesians 1:3. Hallelujah. It is already done. And Holy Ghost, going to do what he wants to do today. Amen. Hallelujah. In the scripture that we have up on the screen in the King James Version of the Bible, and it reads like this: Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ. And I'm going to read that from the Passion. I don't know if they can get it up, but I got it. Every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realm has already been lavished upon us as a love gift from our wonderful Heavenly Father, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Father of our Lord Jesus. All because he sees us wrapped into Christ. This is why we celebrate him with all of our hearts. Blessing. The King James says, Blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath, somebody tell me what tent is that? We have what? We have past, present, and future, right? What tent is that? So when did he do it? His past tent, when did it happen? Yesterday? Now, I'm going to read it again, because we are going to look into this. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all. Listen to this. He who blessed us with all, how many? Spiritual blessing in the heaven, in the heavenly places in Christ. For him to do anything else, you know what will happen to heaven? Can I tell you? It will bankrupt heaven, because he'll give you everything. Say it again. He had given us every spiritual blessing. Every blessing, let me say it like this, because everything that comes out of the realm of the spirit covers everything in our lives. And every blessing there is in existence, God has blessed his people with. So let's find out what blessing, look at some things that blessing produce or what it is. When you got born again, God created you. God created in you a spirit. Everything that would never need. You'll never need life again. He created a spirit. He creates you a spirit. So you have everything you need in life. Because we were created like him, you have his life and nature. I'll say it again. Because you were created how? Like him. You have his life and nature in your born again spirit. So I got God in me. His life, his nature. I'm like him. Everything he is, I am. Let me say it again. This needs to register inside of us. When God said, let us make man like us, he was talking to the Godhead. Hallelujah. And the Bible plainly says in John 4:24, God is a spirit. Who is God? God is a spirit. Then he said, let us make man like us. Right? And for man to be like God, that means we have to be what? A spirit. He gave us a mind, a will, and emotion. He put us in this earth in a physical body. Hallelujah. So, when he created us, he made us like himself. Adam then committed high treason and sold out the human race to an outlaw, and Satan became the god of this world system. He never took over ownership of the world. The world still belongs to God. But he took over the way this system operated in this world. And he brought death and destruction, violent and evil, and you can see it, and God get accused of doing all of that. Mm-hmm. We have this extreme teaching, God's in control, right? Whatever happened, God willed it. It's God doing it, nothing you can do. Hallelujah. But Jesus came and changed some things. Changed everything for us who had been separated from God. So listen, we have his nature in our born again spirit.